Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. Your weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We are in a winter storm watch. It continues overnight into Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies, rain possible tonight. 50 expected for the high today, but then it's going to drop dramatically overnight. Wind and rain coming in the overnight. And then Thursday, we're looking at much colder. Snow. They say snowfall could be heavy at times, that there could be 3 to 6 inches of accumulation, but that's still a forecast number that's they're keeping an eye on.
Are you going to hot tub in this party?
I want to.
Why don't you hot tub today? What I'm saying is, since it's going to be 50, change your profile picture to you in the hot tub today.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that immediately.
Everyone change your profile if you're a man to yourself with no shirt on.
Yes.
Please.
That'd be weird.
As a gift, you know, to everyone who knows
Do it. Everybody do it and then share it to our Facebook page. Man boob season.
Moobs.
Yes, we're going to have a man boob contest.
Moobuary.
Moobuary.
Moobs
like
in January.
I just told our sister station morning show guy, Chappie. I was like, I told him that my man boobs I've been working on all year and I'd like to show them to him.
And then he immediately was like, I need to go talk to Paula in HR.
Right. HR's like, is that a violation? I don't know. It's annoying.
It's annoying at most. But yeah, people, guys, change your profile. You know, everyone change your profile photo today. For us, just the day. It's all we're asking, even if it's just for tomorrow, to something that we can escape to, like saying, something summery.
You could go shirtless.
Shirtless, bikini, whatever. Just do it for fun.
And then the storm will hit tonight.
And no one will get it. If all your friends all over the world will be like, it must be nice there.
Uh-huh. It's not. It's 39 degrees right now, yeah. And here is your traffic update with Jeff Larson.
Yeah, things just blew up, guys, in the last 40 minutes or so. We have more than a dozen accidents that came in. Just in eastbound Maple at 88, a serious accident there involving three vehicles. Injury accident cleanup continues eastbound Ford at 106th. Property damage collisions eastbound Dodge at 98th, eastbound I-80 west of 84th Street, as well as another one eastbound I-80 at 36th Street. That may actually be two separate accidents there, really blocking the eastbound I-80, backing things up to the 680 at times and affecting southbound travel on the 680. A car deer accident out by the zoo, northbound 13th and Bob Gibson, 156th and F Street, three vehicles involved there, 30th and Hamilton, and police have shut down Cumming Street at 24th due to a pedestrian accident investigation taking place there. So expect a slow go on the Wednesday drive. Get up-to-the-minute traffic information. The latest is always on Twitter at OMA Traffic Alert. That's your traffic update on Channel 94.1.
Hey, so, Mr. Larson, real fast. Yep. No one wants to be first in anything. Everybody, you know, always wants to have someone step up. Do you have any photos or anything of you topless?
I don't. No.
Okay.
No. But I do appreciate the fact that they put the memo out that we all have to have sensitivity training now because of what you said to Chappie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, check your email.
I was gonna
check your folder.
I was going to take a photo of you with your shirt off.
It ain't happening.
Again.
Sorry, it ain't happening. Nope.
But I mean, you see how many.
Proud.
How many have to look at it every morning? You don't.
Okay.
So with all the wrecks that are out there when the weather is okay like it is today.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
That's the problem with tomorrow.
Oh, God.
I'm
yeah.
hoping it's kind of like they'll just wean themselves out and there won't be any tomorrow. We'll get them all taken care of today.
Yeah, because that does happen, you know, on those days that, you know, they decide not to go to work or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. So let's cross our fingers. There's nothing crazy going on.
Right. You know, no snow day yet for the kids, but stay tuned.
Snow removal crews, though, are on alert. It's 8:09. The city plow crews are going to start treating the streets when the snow starts falling. So if you're wondering why they're not out there pre-treating with brine and salt now, it's because the rain would just wash all that work away. So
it's like asking why you're not getting your car washed today, right?
Yeah.
We're not washing our car today because it's going to rain later.
Yep.
We'll wash it
After it's a salted pretzel. A 7.6 magnitude earthquake centered off the coast of Honduras hit the Caribbean last night. There have been no reports of any injuries or casualties, infrastructure damage like cracks in buildings. But officials initially issued tsunami advisories. But it was the strongest quake to hit the Caribbean in recorded history.
Here's some local residents talking about it.
It sounded like thunder, and the whole house was shaking like an earthquake.
But it wasn't thunder.
And it was just the big boulders rolling down the creek.
Boulders coming down.
Rolling down the creek.
Was that mudslide guy or that was earthquake guy?
That was mudslide guy.
I was going to say, I was waiting to hear a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, he was shaking very much. And then I ran outside. This guy was like, yeah, it was like crazy.
So the 105 is like totally bad, right?
Sorry.
So that is not Honduras, where the 7.6
confused my tragedy with another tragedy.
No, we just so like to make the we like to make the news competitive, where you have to match the audio bite as the listener with the news story.
Right. Oh. It's like a Where's Waldo or like a memory game. You're like, well, he played that, so maybe they're going to get to the mudslide, but that definitely was not Caribbean earthquake.
Okay, sorry.
Keeping people on their toes. To give you an idea of like how strong this earthquake was, though, in the Caribbean, this is the strongest in recorded history for that area. In 2010, that Haiti quake was 7.0. This was a 7.6. So
holy
it was
schmooks.
A shaker. Now, what Party was playing the audio for is what's happening out in California.
They know.
Mudslides. Dangerous. Deadly.
The last time you had a good mudslide, Molly.
The drink?
Not the drink.
I don't think I've ever had the drink, if that's what we're referring to.
We're not.
A mudslide.
Is there such a thing as a good other kind of mudslide?
No, there's
right.
not.
Right. I mean, like, you're asking me when I had a really good one, I immediately think of that. Immediately want to think of a blender and
check your inbox.
I don't even care.
How to keep going. Speaking of good mudslides.
Yeah.
Federal health officials say that there is no clear link between romaine lettuce and the E. coli outbreak. That's sickening nearly 60 people here in the U.S. Earlier this week, there had been calls from Consumer Reports. They were kind of criticizing the CDC and the FDA for not doing enough to protect food safety, saying people were eating romaine lettuce and getting really sick.
Romaine was wrongly accused?
Wrongly accused. Preemptively. They're like, romaine's like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about.
Romaine's
yes,
like,
I was in those stores, but I don't remember
my
it
life
how you're remembering it.
Has been destroyed.
I know.
To the romaine. Talk about mudslide.
All of my friends in the salad section won't even talk to me. I tried hitting up Bib the other day for a conversation as the water sprinkler was going off, and it was all like, stay away, romaine, you E. coli weirdo.
Meanwhile, butterhead lettuce won't make eye contact with us.
No, not even. And don't even forget about red leaf. Red leaf's like, hashtag me too. They have tracked down. They're still trying to track down the contamination on that whole lettuce thing. And heads up to the community. We talked earlier this week about the fact that Douglas County and surrounding counties are seeing a real big uptick in the flu virus. Medical experts are preparing for what they say could be the worst flu season in history. So if you haven't gotten your inoculation, if you haven't gotten a flu shot, there's still time. You can get it. It takes about 2 weeks for it to go into full effect. But the Centers for Disease Control say that this year's flu virus in the U.S. could reach epidemic proportions soon. It's peaked soon. It started early in the season. It doesn't usually do that until now or February. So I guess the flu vaccine not really proving to be very effective against this year's main strain, but it could help you not have
so
it as
far,
badly.
So far, so good. The three of us all have had flu shots and none of us have gotten the flu.
No,
thank God. But it's in the building, that's for sure. I think there's sickness going on in the building.
It's so closing in. Don't you just feel like it's like a bad movie?
We're in a meeting yesterday. I watched a woman who was coughing and sneezing and stuff like that, you know, sucking down water and everything like that. And then coughing and then eating her fingernails. I wanted to tap on her shoulder and go, shouldn't do that. I think you might be getting sick from eating your fingers.
Check your inbox.
She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a doctor. Oh, that's right. You're not. Shut up.
I think I get weird towards this time of the year, you know, because a few years ago they said never, you know, during this time of the year, if you want to prevent sickness, it's good to not wipe your face. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes. Stuff like that. So I try to do my best in not doing that. So I just glommed right onto her, chewing on her fingers.
You don't touch your face?
Know? I try not to. I mean, I'm wiping tears away today because I'm laughing so much, but that's it. So damn, you want to get sick because you guys are so damn funny.
Happy tears.
I mean, look at my eyes. You'd think I'd be crying. You think you'd said Scott Frost.
Maybe you're coming down with something.
Just the giggles.
Just the giggles. I got a case of the giggles, yo. It's killing me. Well, if you are feeling like, I mean, it's not too late in the season, in other words, to get that shot, because some people feel like, you know, oh, I've already waited. It's like, no, it's still time. If you're wondering when it is too late to do something, like, let's say, return a Christmas tree, I have a story to tell you that is beyond belief, and yet it seems to be true. Christmas is over. People are usually taking down their Christmas trees and either, you know, recycling them or putting them out in the trash. Well, in this woman's case, she took it back to the point of purchase. A woman drug her dead Christmas tree into a Costco on January 4th to return it. Her reason for returning it? It's dead.
I like it.
What market? Do we know where?
No, I don't.
But they did give her a refund.
Yes.
So she just, well, most people in retail will tell you sometimes you just give in to the big old grouch.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean Costco is going to give anybody else a nickel for your dead tree.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the person who captured it was this guy who was in line behind her. And he's like, I can't make this stuff up. Yesterday, January 4th, 2018 at my Costco, a woman in line, totally nonchalant to return her Christmas tree, quote, because it is dead on January 4th. He said it took about 30 minutes, but they did give her and he said, if you're wondering, like, if I did a gotcha photo, he said, no, she didn't seem to mind that I took her photo and said, are you serious? As she stood there. I mean, God,
you got to try
her.
Not to let that stuff drive you crazy because people are terrible. I take faith in that. I'm not as terrible of a person. Moments like that, because I go through the world thinking I'm pretty bad. And then I see that and I'm like,
not so much.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
She's worse.
Yes. You win Bad Human Award today.
It may remind me of Trader Joe's, though.
Mm.
You know, I mean, because, you know, Jeff, you'd said that they'll take anything. They take returns.
That's their store policy.
You know.
The only way no that's ever tested, apparently, is my mom.
Yeah.
I wasn't satisfied with these peas. And it's an open bag of peas. And they're like, okay.
Well,
I mean, they have that policy.
And yes, the policy sticks.
Keep,
I'm telling you.
Your customers happy.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you guys, what are you doing with your dead tree?
I threw mine in a fire pit. I'll take your tree too. I'll throw it right in the fire pit and have a giant old bonfire. Run around.
I live in Chicago and we have a recycling program. You load it up into your car and you take it to, they have like a bunch of different sites around the town. And then they'll like, what they do is they chip them, wood chip them, and then they use them for mulch.
Yeah, so you're making profit.
That's probably what they tell you.
You know,
that thing's going in landfill.
It probably is. They need to get, why don't you just give it to a homeless guy?
What? Here's a Christmas tree. Happy January 10th.
Hey, it's probably the only Christmas tree you got all day, all year. No, I mean, just for, I mean, maybe like, they should have a program where they can, you know, burn the tree for the homeless people. Keep them warm during these cold times.
You are, check your inbox.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Sensitivity training.
I'm always disappointed, though, when people just put them out in the alley or put them out. Like, just like, there you go. Somebody else's problem. I'm like, no.
There's a push.
There's a responsibility.
That the whole idea of a live tree is just, it's not green.
No,
obviously,
it's not.
You're cutting a tree down and then throwing it away. That you wonder if this next generation will kind of, the haymans will be like, hey man, it's actually really bad for the environment, man. Like, you know, you can throw them in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
And that makes a natural habitat for fish.
Yep.
I'm going to burn the hell out of mine. My father has...
Where does burning it sound like the best green solution?
I have a fire pit. Keep me warm.
No,
firewood.
It's fine.
No different than firewood, right?
Yeah, you just got to dry it out. If it's sappy, it'll pop and smoke. It won't
burn.
I'll
dry it out. When here's something funny. Here we go. My father, he has every single Christmas tree he's had for like the last 20 years. Isn't that crazy?
What, in the backyard?
Yeah, in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
like
do.
He takes Christmas tree cemetery?
I know. He takes them and he cuts all the limbs off, throw those away, and he keeps them in the back, just the, what would you call that?
The trunk.
The trunk.
Yeah, the big stick in the middle.
It's called a trunk.
It's all
You are your father's son.
Yes, I am, and I'm proud to be that. So he stacks them in the back. 20 years were the trees.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that nuts? What is that?
I mean, that's
all
really
about?
Something. I mean, that's commitment.
Is that hoarding?
No, I mean, I get it. My dad had this. When we moved, we had to go into the garage, and my dad had kept every evergreen Christmas wreath we'd had probably for the last 10 years.
But those are alive, right? Or dead?
No, they're just branches. They die.
Oh, okay. They're not plastic. Okay.
No. I'm saying like we would buy a live evergreen wreath for the front door every Christmas, like when we went to buy the Christmas tree. And instead of it throwing into the garbage, we walked into the garage and there was like the last 10 years hanging up on the wall, like some desiccated reminder of Christmas's past.
Yeah, that's he goes there to escape.
Why?
Probably.
I know. It's like his man cave. It was totally his man cave. He'd go read there. He'd just, hang out away from all the ladies. But we had like 10 years, 10 reads. You're like, what are you doing with all these?
Well, this store is now going to be testing Costco's return policy because other idiots are going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you have to be a special brand of frugal to drag your tree. I mean, this picture of this woman, we'll share it on our Facebook. She is standing at that return counter that it's right there where you sign up for memberships with a entire 6-foot dead pine tree. It's got to be the most biggest walk of shame ever.
I'm returning it. It's broke. It didn't work. Costco does have a good deals on trees, though. So.
Yes, they
do. Imagine being married to that.
I would think, though, that what I originally thought when I saw the story is that Costco was running their own tree recycling, which wouldn't be terribly surprising. That drop it off where you get it. You sell that.
That'd be great, but they don't.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
I'm going to say a word about the weather. Because we got Ryan up a bike in here right now.
Cam TV, what's up, man? You are... This is a storm. You're on point. What's up?
Yeah, it is, guys. I tell you, thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
And, we've been pretty lucky not only last year, but really the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, we've had a couple, but I don't think this is Snowmageddon or anything like that, but this is definitely a change. By far the biggest winter weather situation we've had to deal with this year. And kind of the things we do know and a timeline is really what I want to go through because there's a lot of stuff floating around out there and there's a lot of funny terms getting thrown around. We had bomb genesis with that storm on the East Coast last night.
Can I ask who makes these up? And
I blame the network guys.
Okay, so
the
they
Ron
make
Burgundies
it up and
of the world.
We wanted to try and work in the word corn snow.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that seems local.
I think you guys have a little more freedom to do that than I do tomorrow morning.
But you can take it over. I mean, everyone takes
I can claim
over.
It.
We can be the whatever.
Give you guys the royalties.
Yeah, right. You don't even have to give us royalties. We'll just see if it spreads.
I would love to hear you say corn snow. Just like it's no big deal.
You know what? Sometimes when you get about 2 hours of sleep in that 10th and 12th hour, weird stuff comes out like that. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
I'm going to watch.
Oh,
you know
fun.
What? Every time you say corn snow, we'll reward the audience who calls us. All right,
what's happening?
Might have a little cross-promotional thing going there.
There you go.
Well, for today, I mean, it's balmy. You know, and a lot of times it does this out ahead of these big southwestern storms, and that's the direction, that Four Corners region we look. I showed yesterday at noon. You could see the tight spin just to the west of L.A. in the Pacific Ocean. It's right over Phoenix, or real close to Phoenix this morning.
Okay.
So it's digging, it's getting stronger, and it's going to take a northeasterly path, and it's a real favorable track or position for that storm center. Usually your heaviest snow is about 150 to 200 miles on the northwest side of that track. So we're looking kind of in and around Kansas City, and then the upper level system comes right over the top of us or just southeast of us. And that all looks like it's lining up to happen. The big challenge is not that it's going to start as rain briefly. That would happen later this evening through the overnight. That's a guarantee. We know that is a possibility. It doesn't look like it's going to turn to snow until 2 a.m. or so, or a little either side of that. There's a high confidence there.
Okay.
Some of the latest computer information has a lull, so if you're up and you look out and then it's snowing and it quits like 20 minutes later, don't be fooled. The main show comes in probably after 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and lasts till about noon, and that's where we get on the cold or the northwest side of that system. And right now, we're thinking about 3 to 6 inches of snow. I will say this, there's going to be ice underneath because the temperature's going to drop. We're still going to be 35, 40 degrees at midnight.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay.
That's one of my biggest concerns, guys.
Okay.
Because any moisture on the road, we've heard terms like flash freeze. It's going to drop from the 30s down in the teens all by about midnight to tomorrow morning. So any moisture is going to freeze. The road crews are going to have a hard time pre-treating because it's supposed to rain. You can't really do that. So there's a challenge. Absolutely. And then you're talking about several inches of snow. This is probably the one uncertainty right now. If you've been watching the TV guys, the weather service, what have you, the internet, there's a lot of 2 to 4, 3 to 5, 3 to 6, 4 to 6. It's kind of that range. I've got us 3 to 6. We did have one of our computer models. If you're watching this morning, I just showed them again.
Yeah, I saw them.
16.7.
What is that model?
It's the GFS. It's the American model. It's picking up on something. The concern was last night we were going to have more rain. It's pulled up the available moisture. That's why it's increased the amount. And it looked like the rain may cut it in half. I don't think we're going to get that much rain. So that moisture may still be back for the upper part of the storm to work with. I was on one of the other stations here a few minutes ago, and I said, think of it as like baking a cake.
Okay.
These are all ingredients. Okay. So the size of your cake would be how much flour or dough you put in there, right?
Okay.
Think of that as available moisture. That's going to determine not necessarily the size, but how much snow in inches we get. And then there's the blender. That's kind of the dynamic part of the storm. The energy from the storm itself would be the blender. It stirs it up.
Okay.
It looks like it may be a little stronger now. So with more moisture, stronger storm, that would increase the snow amounts, especially if we have less rain. So that's...
And the snow is frosting.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
the
delicious.
Finished product. Or the
like
cake
buttercream?
Itself. Yeah.
You know what this sounds like?
It sounds
like
delicious.
I'm starving.
I know. I'm so hungry.
You've never wanted snow so much in your life.
The storm sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It sounds like the making of a corn storm.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe
corn
so.
My bread
throw it
storm.
And see if it sticks.
So but, this okay, so go on.
I was just going to say, and then it wraps up tomorrow around noon. It gets bitterly cold again the rest of the week through the weekend. Highs in the teens, low either side of zero. So that's also a guarantee it's going to get much colder. But again, I want to see, that's that 16 inches, that's kind of that in-between run. I don't put a lot of stock into that. But the other American model, it also was up.
Yeah.
And that one's been all over the place. It had 15 the other day. It was the one that had 0.8 yesterday. It's back to an even 7. Right smack dab in the middle. And then the European doesn't come in until 3 o'clock this afternoon. It did what I thought it was going to do. It kind of went from 6 back to 5. So there's some consistency there. Another one of our more reliable ones is at about 4.5 or 5. So we'll see. The 3
so
to 6.
So you're going to know a lot more.
In the next hour.
You're going to feel way more confident by this afternoon, right?
Yeah, probably in the next hour and a half.
But as of now, you're more concerned with ice than snow? The ice during the overnight?
Just everything. Okay. I just think tomorrow morning, I mean, wind, blowing snow, what freezes, and then the snow on top of it. So not that any of this is the worst we've seen. It's not going to be the worst ice storm. Certainly we've had more snow, I think, than what we're going to get here, unless that GFS is right, and then 16.7 is right up there.
Do you get excited? Do you get excited for, can you imagine being in San Diego? You'd be bored all the time.
That's why I never tried to go there.
Oh, yeah, you'd be bored. Man, it's beautiful out.
Yeah. I know. Is it tough keeping your job in San Diego? Because all the people are I'm just going to hire another guy that says it's going to be sunny today.
70s. It's going to be 70s.
What I've noticed about like LA and San Diego, the few times I've been out there, you're a legend there where you've been there for decades, you're just young and beautiful.
Oh, really?
And I don't fit either of those criteria. So that's a real reason I'm not in LA or San Diego, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's true, though. It's just like supermodels out there. So,
So we got storm.
Don't run
coming,
yourself
so.
Down, Ryan McPike.
No, won't have it.
Hey, there's a lot of ladies out there that are always talking about you. You're like a little piece of eye candy in the building. I've talked
He's
to
always
ladies
said
in
that.
Here.
Always.
Party has always said that
bless
you're a
you
piece
guys.
Of eye candy.
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered.
Check your email, you little hot piece
okay,
of butt.
Okay, so if I'm a school superintendent, what do you think? Superintendent, school tomorrow, yes or no?
I don't think so. I know they've got their... We did stories this morning on the news side of things about that. They're going to evaluate this. They all get together. My gut is it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Just as a safety.
I don't know.
We'll wait and see.
Whether they call off tonight or tomorrow, I can't... that's their decision. I just don't think they're going
to
have it.
Your kids got to go to school today, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll know later tonight.
Now, Friday's iffy. If we get that 16, we're probably not having it Friday. Otherwise, it may be cleared off, but it's cold.
God, I think that'd be awesome to have 16 inches of snow.
It's for the sledding. I mean, that's why people live
just
here.
Just for magic,
for sledding.
Yeah.
See, this is, I absolutely was the same way that you were when I was a kid. This is what got me into weather was snow first. And now that you have to work and it means a lot of extra hours and a lot of stress because you're trying to get it right.
Oh, I hear you.
That's true. I love 16
that's
inches.
That's got to be stress. I don't have to get anything right on this show.
Nope.
We do
that's
not let facts get
show.
In the way. That's how you get on this show.
If we get it right, it's by accident.
Yeah.
So kids could be looking at a 4-day weekend.
Five, because Martin Luther's
oh
on.
Oh, my God, 5 days.
But Friday's very iffy, though. Friday's iffy. I think they'll have it cleared. There's more stuff coming in the afternoon. It's just, you know, again, do they say, let's not mess with it again until next all Tuesday. Because right. I think they have built-in days that they really actually try to use
yeah.
now.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so side question real fast. Ryan McPike right here from 3 News Now, meteorologist. Do you have a picture of yourself with your shirt off?
No.
Can I take one for you?
No.
Because we're trying to do so. Why is everybody so afraid of their man boobs?
I know, everybody's like, no.
Well, first of all, we're out of season. Maybe in June when I'm in pool shape, we can.
We got to roke them up. Yeah,
we're
we did
to change
not in
something.
The middle of January, dude. Right after the holidays, are you kidding
did
me?
Did you see that footage of us eating bugs yesterday? I completely have man boobs.
Oh, dude. I'm round with a head.
Stop it.
I look like a ladybug with
stop
a human
it.
Head.
A ladybug.
Oh
that's adorable.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you got any New Year's resolutions? Are you doing anything?
Just try and be a little bit more complete on a lot of ends. That's too many. There's not one diehard, just, you know, a little bit better
more
here.
Complete.
I know.
Is that a diet?
A little bit better eating, a little working out. I run and work out. It's diet needs to get better in all phases of stuff.
And then, I like that, though.
And then a few other things.
Try to be more complete.
Good stuff.
It's like baking that cake. There's 12 ingredients that all need a little bit, need to polishing up a little bit.
I was talking to one of the sports guys yesterday. We need to do this next year. All right, the UNO hockey team, they take their body mass index before the Christmas break.
That's smart.
The hockey players.
Okay.
And they tell them all, you better be the same thing when you come back.
Oh, really?
We need to do that next year, but the contest is who gains the most weight over the Christmas break.
Yeah.
When do you start?
And there needs to be a prize. Now, obviously, no one wants to destroy their body, but you should get rewarded by who
naturally. Unless it's a financial...
We're going to put a financial reward for who gets the fluffiest.
Okay, well, if it's a really fluffy reward, then, you know, I'll play.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it before Thanksgiving, though? I know it's some time away, but why don't we start it, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really when the pile starts.
I mean, you got football, you got all that stuff. It's when it all starts.
Mine starts at Halloween this year. There was all that leftover candy, and that just didn't translate well.
you complete that stuff.
You're like, you got to complete that project. Eat it all.
Right, Ryan, thanks, man.
You bet, guys.
All right, Channel 3, make sure you guys watch. He'll give you the... dying on the whole thing.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, good morning. High 49, your high going to be about 50. And then you're then it comes dropping down on you.
Real quick, Ryan McPike from CAMTV was just in here, and so the reset was, he's saying he thinks maybe 3 to 6 inches tomorrow. He's being conservative. You'll see that they're all over the map, all the different weather guys.
Yeah.
He's hoping it's about 3 to 6 inches, and he thinks it's going to be about 35 to 40 degrees at midnight. It's all about from midnight on how cold it gets. So ice during the overnight turning to snow after 2 a.m.
Okay. All right.
So, and then, but 4 a.m. until noon, cold and snow. It gets really cold tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, when that wind comes in, it will be nipply. You might be able to cut glass with your nipples. All right. What's going on with celebrity news, Molly?
There was a movie that came out over Christmas, and it was called All the Money in the World, and it starred Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams. But the big thing was is that this was the movie that gained a lot of attention on account of the fact that Kevin Spacey was also a star in it, and they called everybody back right before the movie came back and reshot all of his scenes so that they could cut Kevin Spacey from the movie and put Christopher Plummer in. Well, according to sources now, apparently Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.5 million for his reshoots, where I guess Michelle Williams was only paid $1,000.
Okay, now I understand
they have a pay
the outrage.
Scale as actors, though. I mean, how big your star is. It's not like you're working at Kinko's.
And then also there's a contract. I mean, maybe it could be something regarding a contract. They probably have maybe agents.
Well,
I don't
so the way it worked out was this, was that Ridley Scott was like, but everybody was willing to come back for free to do the reshoots. And what happened was, is that Mark Wahlberg's people came back and negotiated for him they do, you know, so they negotiated for him. I guess Michelle Williams wasn't tipped off to the fact that her co-star was doing that. So she came in and just was like, yeah, I'll just take the, you know, whatever, $80 a day. And then it turns out that he was not getting $80 a day. And well, then, so it's like, it just, it's bad optics.
It's bad optics, but I don't want Mark Wahlberg to get the, you know, get the slap because of that. I mean, it's not
well, what's funny is the title.
I don't think it's Mark
now
Wahlberg
Now I think Michelle Lynn Williams has learned.
Well, the movie's called All the Money in the World. It's about the Gettys, by the way. I had never known this story.
Oh, it's about an interesting
John
story.
Paul. I never knew Balthazar Getty. That's his dad who's in this movie.
Yeah,
John Paul Getty II, who basically was on his own at 16 living in Italy and used to joke about getting kidnapped for money.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
somebody really did it. Maybe he talked about it too much in a bar and he got kidnapped for money and his dad got mad. Was this mean rich man, Christopher Plummer, and was like, I'm not paying him. Wanted to cut down the amount of money he was going to give him. And at the time, he's the richest man in the world.
God, what would that
so they like? cut his kid's ear off.
He never bounced back from that.
He sliced it off.
I hope you wouldn't.
And they sent it to...
I would hope you would never recover from that. Well, that's what I would hope. I would hope a person who was kidnapped and cut never got any better.
Nope.
That's probably not.
Never got past that. No.
How would you not be scarred?
Well, you would physically be scarred.
That's what I'm saying.
But you could get over it.
Right.
No.
Getting past the fact that your dad is this rich guy, but obviously very frugal, even to the expense of his own son. So this is the story that's being told about this.
And she got paid how much for the day rate? Did you say in the hundreds of dollars?
$80 a day.
$1,000 total.
$80, $1,000 total for 2 weeks worth of reshoots.
She needs to go back to her people.
I don't understand. If it was a crew member on there, I'm trying to remember like Omaha, Nebraska day rates. I was getting, I don't know,
but
day rate at the lowest had to have been $200 or $300 a day rate. That's for crew.
She needs to have that conversation with her people. I mean, geez.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody's... I'm not angry at Mark Wahlberg. I mean, that's like... But I mean, there, at some point, the production staff, if you're having negotiations like that with one of your stars, I think it's just like, how do you not clue in the other star that, hey, by the way,
but is this just timing? To be fair, Molly, is it just bad timing or is this a real
thing? I think it's bad timing. I think it really is. I mean, the one of the big things that with all this, you know, time's up is the fact that there is a disparity in Hollywood. So that's part of it.
I just think you should be careful with all these deals. If you cry wolf about everything, you're gonna water down the movement.
Yes.
When everything is everything.
James,
dare you, man. Then we can get tags that says water down. No? Okay.
James Franco is the latest celebrity to come under fire for sexual misconduct. He was on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert. And James Franco, instead of doing victory laps for his big win on Sunday night at the Golden Globes, he instead is now having to explain himself for some allegations that some women are making about his sexual misconduct.
But he got an award because he was so good at acting like a terrible actor.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
You know what I mean? I could see if it was like De Niro, but it was like it was James Franco. He's not Shakespeare, right?
No, he's an interesting... His career is so bizarre to me.
It is.
I mean, he really is. He really runs the spectrum. I mean, you know, you have Pineapple Express on one end, and then you have 180 Hours. Remember the one where he was the hiker?
Yeah.
And he got trapped?
I have to be honest. I fast forwarded until he cut his arm off.
That you'd want to.
I got bored.
Severely high.
I fast forwarded until he cut his arm off.
It was good.
Understandable.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.